Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining us on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I thought it might be interesting to read our text, which is from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, out of a slightly different translation than I usually use. I find this translation fascinating. It's called the J.B. Phillips New Testament, or the Phillips New Testament. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, right out of the gate, Paul writes these words, "Thanks be to God who leads us wherever we are on his own triumphant way and makes our knowledge of him spread throughout the world like a lovely perfume." Man, when I read that, I think, why can't I write like that? That sounds like something that's crazy cool. Let me read the same text in the English Standard Version. "But thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in a triumphal procession and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere." The Phillips translation goes on and says, "We Christians, people who follow Jesus, have the unmistakable scent of Christ, the S-C-E-N-T, scent, the smell of Christ, discernible alike to those who are being saved and to those who are heading for death. To the latter, it seems like the very smell of doom. To the former, it has the fresh fragrance of life itself." Have you ever been out and it's maybe a late summer afternoon and you can smell that it's either just rained or it's about to rain? I mean, you know that scent you get? It's just like, wow, it's clean, or the world is about to be washed down and things are clean. I think of certain scents that I genuinely love. So like this time of year, I mean, how do you not love the smell of hot apple cider with cinnamon sticks? How do you not love the smell of fresh baked sugar cookies? I mean, come on, you just can't beat that. Unless you're over here and you're making from at scratch banana pudding, because that'll just bless your situation incredibly. But when I think about scents, I don't think about connecting them to the things of God, and yet he is the one that gave me all the senses. When I read this text, I think, I wonder who's leading me, and I wonder who's leading you, because we're all led by somebody. We all work for somebody. We all have a destination that we're supposed to be on, and the text says, hey, thank God he's leading us. So wherever we are, the text goes on and says, on his own triumphant way and makes our knowledge of him spread throughout the world like a lovely perfume, he's saying, I want you to follow in my path. When you walk with me, there is an essence of fragrance that comes from you, and it smells like me. Now, you might hear that and think, okay, that's weird, Chuck. And I'd be saying, you know, it probably is a little weird. But I learned several years ago, it was a great marketing strategy, that when you'd walk down the mall, the Cinnabon place literally took fans, and where they had the ductwork where they would pull all of that cooking and that smell out, they pumped that smell of cooking those fresh cinnamon rolls out into the mall. And so what would happen is you'd walk down the mall and you would smell this unbelievable Cinnabon smell. And you may have just had lunch, but everything in you said, yum. And you just had to have one of those. You went over and you ordered one, and you took that big bite of buttery deliciousness. And I mean, it dripped down your chin and the icing was so good. And I mean, you get the picture, right? I mean, we're talking really good. I think this is what Paul's talking about. That as God leads us wherever we are on his triumphant way, that he, through us, makes us spread his story. And we do that because we smell like believers. I know that's still weird, and I'm not sure I'm capturing the essence of this yet, but just like I would smell a Cinnabon and say, oh, got to have one, I think when I'm around people who are grateful and gracious, when I'm around people who walk with Christ and talk with Christ and hear from Christ, and I am captivated by them like the smell of that Cinnabon, and I just want to come and say, I want some of what you've got. Today, ask yourself, what do you smell like? Is there any perfume that comes off of you that would cause somebody to say, wow, that's like a Cinnabon strong scent of Jesus? I can trust you. I can walk with you. I can live with you. I can have hope with you. I can be grateful with you because you smell like Jesus. I would just say to you, friend, if you have a smell that's other than that, it's as simple as saying, God, would you change what I smell like? And as I do that, can I trust you? And can I love you more? as I know you're going to lead my life wherever we are on your own triumphant way, as we make the knowledge of you, God my Savior, spread throughout the world like a lovely fragrance. My friend, go smell like Jesus today. And by the way, if you're at the mall, eat a Cinnabon for me. God bless you. I hope to see you in church this Sunday. We'll have services that happen at 9:30 and 11 a.m., and we're always streaming live on our Facebook page and at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.